Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing signs your ex is thinking about you. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. So now let's get back to the podcast, and today we are discussing signs your ex is thinking about you. So when you've been dumped, you can be desperate to try to find any type of hope that your ex might eventually want to reconcile with you. And you're always looking for subtle signs that your ex is still thinking about you and that they haven't moved on properly. Even if they may be in a rebound relationship, there can be signs that you can see that just make you think, okay, they are still thinking about me, and hence you never quite know in the future what might happen. Obviously, these would all be positive signs if you were trying to get back with your ex, because if they're thinking about you, then that means that they haven't fully moved on. So you always want to be looking at somebody's actions rather than listening to what they say. So even if they tell you it's over, it's finished, but then you kind of notice these signs that I'm about to tell you, then you can hold up that kind of hope that you never know in the future what might happen. I mean, there's no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if they're thinking about you, that is a very good start. I would never suggest that you kind of wait around forever, so to speak, for your ex. You know, you want to be going through self-improvement. You want to be trying to move on with your own life. But if you do want them back, then seeing these signs can be something that will give you a little bit of hope, as well as when you carry on with your own life. So you will eventually either get your ex back or find somebody even better, a better fit for you. So let's get into the signs. And I'm going to be telling you three in today's podcast, three signs that your ex is still thinking about you. So let's go on to number one, social media breadcrumbs. So social media breadcrumbs is when your ex will like a status you've done, maybe put an emoji on something, basically giving some type of interaction with you without it being what I call a true interaction, because a true interaction is when they will actually ask you a question. So maybe they would write in the comments and ask you a question. That is obviously a true interaction, and that is a definite sign. You know, if that's happening, then that's even better. But if even if you're just getting the breadcrumbs, that is still positive because they're thinking about you. They are interacting with your social media. So it could be a like, it could be a comment, but it's not a question. So maybe like an emoji or just something very subtle. It could also reference maybe the photos that they've got on their own social media or things that they have put on social media that may be inadvertently referencing you or referencing times that you was together, especially say with photos and that kind of thing. So if you are noticing any type of breadcrumbs on social media, you don't want to become disheartened, because some people might be thinking, well, it's not a true interaction. They haven't asked me a question. So, you know, what's the point? Well, at the end of the day, they're still clearly thinking about you. And if you're in their mind, then that is definitely the first step. So now let's move on to sign number two. And that is that your ex asks your friends and family about you. So maybe you'll hear from a family member or a friend and they'll say, oh, you know, I bumped into your ex the other day, and or I saw your ex, or I don't know, maybe they've got a partner who knows your ex, and something will filter back that they was actually asking about you and just kind of wondering how you're getting on. And again, this is a sign that they are thinking about you. Even if it didn't seem anything too obvious or too positive initially, it's just the fact that they're asking about you means they're thinking about you. And often people will ask a question in the hope of getting more information. So for instance, maybe one of your family members bumps into your ex and they will kind of say to them, oh, you know, how's the family? Okay, so they haven't actually directly asked about you, but the point is that they've said, how is the family, means, you know, deep down, they're trying to get some information about you, but they don't want to make it too obvious. So they ask a broad question. So if somebody comes back to you, a friend or family member, and says, I bumped into your ex, or maybe they contacted them via text or social media or something like that, and they have actually asked a few questions which could be referencing you, then that's a positive sign. Of course, if it's definitely not about you, then that's, you know, that's not as good a sign. But if they are asking in general terms, so as I suggested in that example, maybe they're mentioning the family and you would fit into that, then that definitely counts, because they would expect and hope to hear about you and your situation, quite possibly wondering if you're still single. So that is another good sign if your ex asks your friends or family about you. So let's move into now the third example of something that is a very good sign that your ex is thinking about you. And this is the most obvious, but it's still worth saying. If your ex contacts you without an important reason, then they're clearly thinking about you. So if your ex gets in touch with you and it's not for an important, valid reason, then you can feel very confident that they are thinking about you, even if it's done subtly, even if it's done in a sly way, then that is positive. So it doesn't matter what they are actually asking. It doesn't matter whether it seems really obscure, whether it seems really something that's got nothing to do with what you would be hoping. The fact of the matter is that if they are asking, then they are thinking about you. So let me think of an example of this. Maybe you will get a message and it will just say, did you see what was on TV last night? And you might be thinking to yourself, what has this got to do with anything? You know, have they forgot that, you know, we're not together anymore? Like, why are they even saying this? But because they haven't specifically asked you to get back with them, you're thinking, well, what's the point? You know, they haven't said anything. But the truth is that they're thinking about you, because if they wasn't thinking about you, then they could ask anybody else. You know, they could have asked somebody else whether they'd watched something on television. It's not, you know, it's not an important thing. So it's always relevant if they are contacting you. Now, of course, if it is something important, then it might not necessarily be a sign. If you have children together or if you work together, it could be a legitimate question that they just have to ask you. But if your ex contacts you without an important reason, then even if they don't say, I miss you, even if they don't say, can we get back together, then it is a good sign. And that is what I'm going to wrap up with in today's podcast. It's just trying to give you three examples of signs that your ex is thinking about you. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I will drop another podcast soon.